keeping minutes. As mentioned earlier, it is the duty of the trustees to keep minutes for all resolutions, decisions, and acts done in the administration of the trust. This is a form of accounting, and may suffice as the accounting, however, it is recommended that some separate, more detailed accounting always be kept. It is generally best to keep minutes of every Board of Trustees meeting, based upon the notes or report taken during the meeting, or, if there is only one trustee for the trust, on a decision-to-decision basis. How often and by what protocol minutes are kept is, of course, a matter of the trustee's discretion. The rule of thumb is that at least one Board of Trustees meeting regarding general business or the status of the trust should be held, and the minutes kept, annually. They should probably be held, and kept, at least quarterly, in conjunction with all other accounting. The more often the accounting, the more up-to-date, accurate, and reliable the records in administering trust business. Everything the trustee does should be clearly reflected in the minutes, which can be kept using any word processing software, or even a typewriter. The minutes are stored in succession in the minutes book section of the trust binder. I have provided samples of minutes for various acts and resolutions by the Board of Trustees. The format and core language is always the same or similar.